This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Veterans Day. Banks close. Some of them, I guess, right? Don't banks close today? Federal offices close.
Yeah, the missus is off work at the VA today. She's enjoying her day off.
Is school? School's on for our kids, I know.
School's on in Minnesota, yeah.
I hope it's a special Veterans Day. I think this is one of those days that to me should be like July 4th, where the last thing you think of being at is anything where you would regularly be, work, school, whatever, and you are honoring veterans. You know? I do. Or schools use the opportunity to do nothing but honoring veterans and talking about veterans.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's use it as a teaching moment rather than just, hey, everybody stay home and watch TV or game or whatever.
I have to tell you, though, I don't know why I feel this, but I feel like this Veterans Day has been a little better than most. Where you know, there's been a build-up to it. I've been hearing about it, stories about it, you know. It feels a little bit better to me, for sure. Which it should be. This shouldn't be difficult, folks. Everything we love. Everything we love. We can thank a veteran for. So why is it hard to take a day like today and say, let's talk about Veterans Day. Let's talk about vets. Let's give a shout out to vets. Shouldn't be. Should be second nature. So do it if you can today in some way, shape, and or form. All right? Texter says, the best thanks we can give a veteran is being an American worth fighting for. And sadly, most of the country is not only failing in that regard, but actively working to turn this country into the countries our soldiers have given so much to defeat. Let's do better, America. Well, I have to say this. We're going to talk with Steve Bannon here coming up in a little bit. And himself a veteran. Folks might not know that about him, but he's a veteran officer. And I didn't think today was the day for, you know, heavy-duty political things, but I certainly look at what's going on with impeachment and say, okay, I don't think our veterans died for this. I don't think they died for this. This isn't why their families had to serve as well and go into harm's way. It's not. If you don't like this president, say so. In a loud, legal manner. Use every manner you have, and then voters will decide. I think our veterans died so we'd have free and fair elections, and we have one in a year. Meanwhile, rather than do things like help farmers, the Democrats are fighting Trump. I get it. You hate the guy. I honestly think the reason they're doing this is they have to. They have to. Mind you, folks, see, now I'm going down a path I didn't want to go. This all started before President Trump was President Trump, in the middle of a campaign for the presidency. That's how long they've wanted to stop him. So they can't risk people being able to make the decision a year from now. They've got to take that from the people. That's what they're trying to do. And what we lose is doing things that country needs. One is, at a time when our farmers and ranchers are really hurting, the Democrats refuse to vote on USMCA. That's just unforgivable. But our veterans serve. They go into the storm, just like our friends at Oasis Petroleum tell us about, going into that storm. And there's so many to do it. Good veterans, good active duty military, Guard and Reserve to this day, just like the Buffalo, into the storm. Jay in Glen Olive, you're on What's on Your Mind. Jay, go ahead.
This is Jay, yes. It has to be a special Veterans Day because tiny planet Mercury is moving across the sun right now. And it only happens about 12 or 13 times a century.
Are you kidding?
It's happening right now. I just took a few pictures of it, and I've got my scope set up in the backyard.
Yeah, it won't happen for another 50, 40-some years or something.
Well, it happened twice in the 2030s, in 2032 and in 2039. But in 2032, it's only visible from the other side of the world. So we see it here for the last time until 2039. And it's happening right now.
Wow.
You know, it's like a solar eclipse, so instead of the moon going in front of the sun, it's one of our inferior planets. So Mercury's 69 million miles inside of us, spot on the sun right now, for the next hour and a half or so, hour and a half to 2 hours.
So it'll last how long? Another 2 hours, possibly?
About another 2 hours. It's been visible since sunrise, but I had problems with clouds out here until about 8:45. And now I'll be visible for another 2 hours. It's crossing the sun, creeping across the sun's disk very slowly.
So even the sun and our atmosphere is designed to honor veterans today, you're saying?
Well, the planets are. I'd say it's the sun and the planets.
The sun and the planets.
It doesn't happen very often. It'll happen in November and May of the year, and here it's happening in November. It'll happen again about November of 2039. So it's a special Veterans Day today.
Yeah, no kidding. Is the sun still angry?
It's essentially flatlined. It's dead yet. It's not doing anything. I'm expecting it to come alive to some extent in 2022 or 2023, when that's the next solar peak, and that's when it'll start to dry out again. Possibly as much as 2017 was, it could dry out that much again. So
it isn't angry. It's dead right now.
It's pretty sleepy. Yeah. We call it real sleepy or dead because there's no sunspots. I haven't seen a sunspot since late June.
I read something about this over the weekend.
I've never seen the sun so spotless in, like, say, 38 years or plus of observing, so that's what explains why some farmers haven't seen it this wet in about as long either.
And that's just a cycle that happens, right? Is that caused by anything?
Some cycles are about 10 to 11 years, but not all cycles are the same. Sometimes they hardly manifest at all, like between 1645 and 1715, a modern minimum, they barely manifested at all, and it got really cold across the world. It got 4 degrees Fahrenheit colder across the world, and a lot of people starved and suffered because of that. And it could happen. That could happen again in the next 30 years, another dead cycle, a dead sun for 30 years. But there'll be a weak peak in about 2022 or 2023, and that's what I'm expecting it to dry out again.
It is really interesting. And a lot of people hearing that, for sure.
No northern lights this year. I've seen 3 minor events in October here and a couple in May, but it's been really minor compared to, like, say, 1991 to 148 nights of aurora. There were well over 100 nights when the sun is hyperactive cycles. When we have a dead sun, you can have less than 10 auroras per year. So I don't expect to come out as deep solar minimum until about, say, 2021. So I'd wager a better than even chance that farmers are going to have troubles getting into the fields next spring as well. It's going to be a persistently long winter and wet and stay wet.
You know they don't want to hear that, don't you, Jay?
I know, but they should probably not prioritize the crops so much as it's better to prioritize feeding the animals.
I did talk to a friend of mine, Larry Richards, who is a farmer out near Mapleton. And Larry told me that he has for years left his corn in over winter. I think he said on 9 different occasions. I forget the reason, but he said every time he did just fine with yield. He said way better than trying to get it out of there and all the hassles and then drying it and everything else. He says you can come out better. So. And, you know, some places where corn is in right now is unusual. This has never happened. So people are really lamenting that, what am I going to do?
Just on the south side of Glen Ellen, too. There's corn standing in the field 6 feet tall. It had not been harvested. But it's probably better to prioritize using it to feed the animals instead of trying to grow a crop because the growing seasons get shorter and more fickle because of more moisture, fungus, low clouds.
But he said you can get it off in March and come out pretty darn good. I'm going to get him on the program so we can give you some tips on that. If I can't find some time today, I certainly will tomorrow so we can get a little plug into that.
The solar cycle, it was deep as well. It started in 2006 and ended about 2011. And 2008, 2009, we had 100 inches of snow. And we're kind of in that circumstance right now.
Well, Jay, I appreciate your expertise. You call again and keep us posted, okay?
The sun is still dead, just thought I'd let you know, and it's a special Veterans Day with Mercury crossing the sun right now.
That's the good news. I don't like that dead part, but it's coming back, right? We know that.
Yeah, probably about 2021, I'm saying. It'll start to pop, and maybe just a little bit more next year. But well, I'd say about a 1 in 6 chance of a dry spell next year.
It could come back at the second inauguration for Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. That's what I'd like to see it happen.
He needs to get that USMCA passed. That's a slap at the American people that Congress can't get this going, whereas we have nothing in their mind but a sham impeachment thing.
Thank you very much. Couldn't agree with you anymore, sir. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that call.
You betcha.
Very much. Yeah, add that to the list, Larry Richards, today or tomorrow, so we can do the corn update. I was calling bingo last night at the Fall Festival at the St. San and Joachim Church.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's my calling. You know who the other caller was? Judge Ralph Erickson.
Oh, nice.
I know. Unbelievable.
B4.
That's right. You got some high test talent there on the front half of the day, but the back half of the day they got me, El Chepo. But I had a blast. I had a good time. We had as many as 150 cards at a time. The games were just busy. A lot of fun. So anyway, that's where I found out from my friend Larry Richards, who also was volunteering about this thing. He said, I'd love to tell your listeners about this. I said, done deal. We'll take any kind of relief we can get this year. John and Napoleon's got a shout-out for a Korean vet when we come back.
It's good for North Dakota. It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're the army and proud of our name. We're It's high, high day. The army's on its way. Tell the front page is how it's gone. For wherever we go, you will always know that the army is controlling the law.
How about that, huh? If that doesn't get the hair on the back of your neck standing up, I don't know what will. As we salute our veterans on this Veterans Day, we're brought to you on What's on Your Mind in part by our friends at DAC Diesel. Do you have something diesel out there in the yard? Something that maybe needs a little tune-up? Maybe something you got to get back in service? Just perplexed you for some time? Two words, DAC Diesel. CJ, going to help you do it. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, their thing is diesel. That's what they do. Diesel vehicle repair. 20-plus years of experience. They're in Bismarck, servicing vehicles from all over. 701-258-5011 for all your repair and maintenance needs on that diesel vehicle or online at DACDiesel.com. Okay, John, in Napoleon, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
When I was in Korea in 1952, I earned a title no soldier ever was or ever will be. My title is Motor Transportation Foreman. My regiment commander said, Motor, that means trucks, transportation. You are the soldier that hauls the company up in the front line and brings another company back. And I'm in Korea. I was an outstanding soldier. Yeah.
I don't doubt that one bit. You sound like a most outstanding soldier. What do you remember most from your time there? What do you think about even today about that time?
About that time, there was many, many days I have tears in my eyes. Yeah, when I was the number one soldier in my division, they sent me to Japan with a fighter plane. Then I got to look down Mount Fuji. There is not a human being can say they look down Mount Fuji, and I can say it, God is my witness, yeah?
You bet you can.
Yeah.
That's amazing. When you said you had tears in your eyes at times, was that about missing loved ones at home, being that far away?
No, about the war. I've seen many, many soldiers being killed, you know. Two of my dear buddies, my Catholic priest, he too got killed, and I was right there. I was about 50 feet away from him, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's real today, right? You can probably see that like you'd see a movie. It's just that still with you.
Oh, you got that one right, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That is amazing, John. Well, thank you for your service. We did what we did today to thank people like you. To be able to do it, you know, right here on the phone and right here on the radio is important to us as well. So thanks so much for your service, and call again, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Take care. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. I think Steve Bannon tried to call me on my phone rather than you on your phone. You absolutely want to try him one more time?
I can try him, yeah.
Is Steve Bannon going to join us, and also another vet? Steve's a vet, Navy vet. Navy SEAL David Rogers, also among the first, if not the first, veteran treated for PTSD through the VA in Fargo. And he really, really, really wants to take some time to tell you some tips about how to get through that process, because it's not easy. Not easy at all. 800-228-0550 with your vet shout-outs. You can text Todd, 701-367-2054. Or me at 701-367-2054. Todd's at 701-226-8503. Texter says, I still say, what, Kim? Oh, you're making sure you got the right number there? I can't do that and talk at the same time. Sorry, I'm a guy. I still say that cemetery lighting project was a stupid idea. Who goes to the cemetery at night? Or do those buried in it need a nightlight? Money can be put to better use caring for our living veterans instead of lighting the resting place to those no longer with us. Well, first of all, it was donated dollars that agreed. I do respect the fact some people think it's a good idea, some people think it's a bad idea. That became quite obvious to Todd and I through that project that, you know, here people are trying to do a nice thing, you know, and do that.
You're right. I mean, it was money specifically donated for that purpose. So if you didn't want to donate for that purpose, then don't. But
right, yeah. And
but I can understand where somebody would think, do we need it? Maybe not.
Well, I think the big thing, the reason that I thought it was a very good idea is there are veterans buried there from all over the state. And so that means that loved ones need to come there during the day, and that's it. It takes a good chunk of the time to visit your loved ones away. And if you're a ways away, it's a little tough. So, you know, I think you can do that very respectfully and all that, but that's a debate that's in the rearview mirror at this point. So I shouldn't have even brought it up. As a reminder, another texter says, there are actually 7 uniformed services of the United States. That is the U.S. Medical Corps and the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Corps. What the heck is geodetic? Do you suppose?
Got me.
Geodetic. You're giving us something that's news here. Texter says, thanks for giving Jay, the sunspots fella, from Glen Olin airtime. A lot of information we don't get every day. Every time Jay calls in, he brings something. I remember the first time he called me and said, the sun is dead. I'm like, boy, shouldn't this be on the front page of the paper? I don't know. I'm a little concerned here about the sun being dead. But, you know, then explained that it happens and it's... And that, the whole global warming circus could be summed up in that call with Jay. These things happen and have been happening for thousands of years. You think the sun is burping or dead or sleeping or whatever it is right now? Or leaping? On Veterans Day? Because, you know, Todd has driven too many vehicles that kick exhaust into the air? Baby, come on. Come on. Come on. That's arrogance.
Too many like Schwann Buicks, GMCs, and Cadillacs? Is that weird?
Yeah. I just think that's really crazy and arrogant to think that, you know, this has been going on for thousands of years. This is all part of it. It's, you know, the idea that it's cottage industry, people scaring people, saying it's us, we're the blame. We're, you know, it's terrible. Oh, coal's bad. Another texter wants us to get Jay on the show. Get Jay on the show. There we go. Maybe he'd be willing to be one of my guest hosts. You know, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. with a bunch of our fine listeners coming up here. Not too far away, December 10th through the 14th. And by the way, we have one seat left. One seat left. So there is still a chance if you're somebody out there who wants to join some others. And come along, we'd love to
have you. Women and men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to come out for a day to discuss the issues regarding our cattle industry. Bring your neighbors and your kids Saturday, November 16th at the Ramada Bismarck. Hear from respected livestock market analyst Corbett Wall and international trade issues from widely recognized Brian O'Shaughnessy. Enjoy a social hour banquet, gun raffle, and auction. Register online at iban.org and tell a fellow livestock producer.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 100th annual Veterans Day Parade is stepping off at this hour in New York City, the largest such ceremony in the nation to honor veterans. This woman, Colleen Rudolph, is a captain in the U.S. Marine Corps, and she says,
an already spectacular event with over 25,000 veteran organizations and active duty military is only made better by the VIPs that we have here today.
One of those VIPs, President Trump, who just finished speaking at the event. The first public impeachment hearings are set for Wednesday. State Department officials William Taylor and George Kent will be the first to appear in the public phase. In closed-door impeachment depositions, the two have detailed concerns with the Trump administration pressuring Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden and his son. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Brought to you today by High Plains Apache. We're saluting vets on What's on Your Mind. There's a Navy song for our next guest, a Navy SEAL, right here in the studio. How about that? High Plains Apache has a deal they want me to tell you about. No interest, no payments until April 20. There you go. They're going to work with you on the financing, folks. They know it's a tough time right now. This is a limited time offer. Come on in and see them. Your Apache Sprayer headquarters. They're in Mandan. They're in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60. You call them at 701-663-2375. 701-663-2375. The 2020s are here. They're here to help. Check out their website. You'll find out about the company and the very straightforward approach, application expertise, and focus on customer service. It really sets them apart from the competition. Very nice. Detroit Lakes, Minnesota is where Margie is. Margie, you want to give a shout-out to a family member on Veterans Day?
Yes. Hi, Scott. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for listening.
I just wanted to call and just reminisce just a tiny bit about my dad, Henry Fisher, who was from Auburn, North Dakota, and that's halfway in between St. Thomas and Grafton. In the Red River Valley. Anyway, my dad was born April 30th, 1895, and he enlisted in the Army June 4th, 1917. So he served in World War I in France and was assigned to the 1st Gas Regiment, which working with the mustard nerve gas. His parents immigrated from Germany. So his dad wasn't real happy with him enlisting because he was certain that he was going to be shooting his uncles and cousins. And my dad did talk quite a bit about his time overseas in France. And probably his most memorable moment was on Christmas Eve when the shooting stopped and both sides, Germans and Americans, excuse me, came out of the trenches to sing Silent Night.
Wow.
And he said that the shooting didn't resume until dawn the next day. So I just wanted to share that with you. My dad was 53 when I was born.
That's incredible. That's a great story. It sure is. And, you know, that little touch of humanity is something you remember in the middle of a
yes.
very challenging time. Christmas, at least, can bring us together, most of us.
Yes.
Thanks, Margie. Appreciate that.
That was, you're welcome. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. And tell me your dad's name. I should get that.
Frank Berg.
Frank Berg. Okay. Thanks, Margie. Appreciate it very much. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the vets out there today, including one I have sitting right next to me here, David Rogers, who has been a friend that has been part of the effort to make sure that veterans have an option to get the treatment of hyperbaric oxygen, and the VA, you know, pay for that just like they would any other care for our medical care for our veterans. David, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, tell me first about your service, Navy SEAL.
Yes, sir.
First, youngest.
Youngest ever to get selected. And we have to refer to it as Navy Special Warfare Development Group, but everybody knows it as SEAL Team 6. But it, at the time, you just really needed to hone your skill set, and to get there at age 22, it was impossible, really. I was fortunate. Timing played a role. I was thinking about getting out.
Did you want to be a SEAL, or did they want you to be a SEAL?
Well, I wanted to be a SEAL, but after I was a SEAL, after two deployments, I wanted more. I wanted to either be one of the best SEALs that there was, or I wanted to go out and get a college education and try something else. It was cool, but it didn't define me and didn't say, hey, this is who I am and this is what I'm going to be the rest of my life. I felt like I had to do so much more.
Generically speaking, so we don't get you in any trouble, what kind of things are SEALs doing?
Well, everybody's really familiar with Osama bin Laden takedown. Navy Special Warfare Development did that mission, and they've done, you know, Captain Phillips was one of them. He was the captain of the merchant marine ship that was taken. Right now, the SEALs, all part of Navy Special Warfare Development Group, as we sit here today, are the most highly decorated American warfighting, American warfighting group since the history of American warfare. They've done real well in the past 17 years. They did really well in Vietnam, and then there was a big gap where nobody even hardly knew what a SEAL was. And then now that we've been at war for 17 years, we kind of showed the world what the capabilities and just the idea of what it is to be a SEAL. SEALs don't quit, and the mission is everything. We got to accomplish the mission, and we'll whine and cry about what happened when we get back.
One thing that I would imagine, I don't know this to be true, but I would think, given the line of work, you know, of all the all those deployed, doing what Navy SEALs do, you probably have a higher percentage of PTSD from that group of folks than any. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's absolutely true, and you saw a lot of it before the war, just the lifestyle, just what it took to be a Navy SEAL was so stressful that a lot of guys were already self-medicating and doing, you know, it was very difficult for SEALs to stay involved in a marriage and to really focus on anything else besides being a Navy SEAL. When I went to SEAL Team 6, they said, hey, I know that most people put their God and country before, you know, whatever else, but here, SEAL Team 6, and then God. And I never bought into that crap, but that's kind of the attitude there. Nothing's more important than being a SEAL operator at SEAL Team 6.
So talk a little bit about your journey with PTSD and trying to get treatment.
Right, right. Yeah. So
not easy in the traditional channels of the VA to get better with PTSD, is it?
It's not. And I was treated, for about 20 years, I've been dealing with some issues. And a lot of my issues stem from a deployment in Somalia back in 93. But after a 13-year career in the military, I went back and did some work for the State Department and the agency. And I spent about 10 years kind of every bit of that time, probably 80% or excuse me, about 70% of that time in the Middle East. And that's where I really saw a lot and saw it at a lot of different levels and really started to understand, you know, in a way of the things that were happening and really started understanding the damage that was happening to myself and others around us, just being in the environment of a war zone and prolonged. So when I came back, my last deployment was in 2013, and what I didn't realize at the time is that my life had been spiraling out of control. I knew I was having troubles with my marriage, and that's what made 2013 March the last deployment. I came back too late, and when I stopped deploying, I stopped doing that kind of work, then I realized how much I was having issues being in, like, everyday life. Couldn't hold a job. Had all kinds of talent, education, and motivation, and everything I needed, but started losing my ability to really understand, and I guess in the community they refer to it as executive function. I refer to it as reading and comprehending, time management, priorities, putting priorities first. What's the biggest priorities? But for me, it was seeing things for what they were. It drives myself and all of us that are dealing with this into a place where we're not serving a purpose. And now we're suddenly living in this fear that's not real. But to us, it's real. And yeah, it's hard for us to communicate with people. It's hard for us to trust people. It's really, my brother put it best. I have a brother that supported my career, very much. And he said, you know, Dave, they taught you to go to war. They never taught you to come back. And right now, what I was dealing with, being that I was somebody that at 22, my executive function was off the chain. I could do things that most 22-year-olds couldn't do. But then I flash forward to 45, and I can't do even the basics. I wouldn't check my mailbox. I was just always afraid of everything. Every situation in my life that I thought that there was a negative outcome, I assumed I was going to have the negative outcome.
Now you, and with all that, you're now asking for, hey, fix me. I'm all jumbled up here. Fix me. Help me. You're not getting the treatment from the VA. There's no standard treatment for that makes you better.
I was in Virginia. I was in Iowa. I was in Florida. I was constantly going to the VA saying something's not right. I got to the point where I thought I was a bad person. Like somewhere along the line, I just decided to be bad. I couldn't make rational decisions. I listened to what my wife was saying. I couldn't understand or respond to her. But it brought me personally to a point where I couldn't live like that. I couldn't live like it, and in April of 2017, I quit. I said, I'm done. It shouldn't be this hard, and I made a plan to end my life. It was divine intervention that it didn't happen, obviously. But I still didn't. All I had through that experience, I went into the VA. I was seen by a team of doctors down in Tampa, and they gave me a proper diagnosis, finally. But it didn't fix the problem. Just knowing what's wrong with you, it helps. It helps you understand why you think the way you do and why you do the things you do. But the drug regimens and the talk therapy, there was no healing event. It was, hey, you are messed up, and bottom line is we're going to help you live with the new normal. The new normal of where you can't understand stuff that everybody else understands, yet you're supposed to live in that society. That society rules and expects you to act a certain way according to a certain mental ability.
Another way of saying we're going to guarantee failure for you.
Yeah, it was tough, brother. It was tough. Anything I've ever put my mind to, I've done it, and I've excelled. And now all of a sudden, I was done. Man, I was done.
HBOT changed all that.
I'll tell you what.
Obviously, because of what you're hearing from David here, we're going to tell you how he was helped and how veterans can maneuver the system at the VA to get help.
Yes, sir.
Because right now they offer help in a pilot program, but there's some strings. You got to know what you're doing because it's they don't necessarily want to. They don't. The system, I should say, doesn't want to help.
I know why, and I'll tell you all about it.
Coming up.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes, and it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's our final segment for Veterans Day on What's on Your Mind. I could talk about this stuff all day long because it's been fantastic. Todd, how about you talk about our friends at Schwann's, the GMC, flying that big flag over there.
That's right, Jim, the flagpole guy put a huge, huge pole and flag there at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on this trip. 2019s, there's still a few left. The 2020s have been rolling in for months and are still rolling in, so grab yours, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
In Watford City tomorrow with What's on Your Mind, we'll be at the Lake Knight Energy Council for Energy Matters. We'll be in Linton, North Dakota for 1, maybe 2, could be 3 days of hearings. With the Dakota Access Pipeline Project being proposed for an expansion and optimization, hearing will be down, Public Service Commission hearing with the chairman, Ryan Krosius, Julie Fedorchuk, and Randy Christman, along with a judge. Administrative law judge, they caught making all the decisions, but we heard, obviously, with the fact that the tribe is asked to intervene and going to be there with a Uber attorney, Tim Purdon. Not a fan of energy. According to his track record, could be an interesting few days and protesters coming and everything else. If he can be there, I'd be there. Just to support common sense. That's my plan. Starting Wednesday at 9 a.m. in the Emmons County Courthouse. Back with our conversation with David Rogers, former Navy SEAL, youngest ever to join the SEALs. Talked about his journey of PTSD, talking about you know, where you go for treatment. So the treatment hasn't worked. And now we have HVOT treatment available. We've seen this work. I have a dear friend, Rusty Ort, who was on the mat, you know, just darn near a vegetable. Until somebody said, let's scan his brain. Wow, look at this brain. My gosh, he really did have an injury. We got it. And he did some deep dives, and slow but sure it came back. Now, because of the incredible generosity of Gary Farrelson and the brilliance of
Daphne Denham.
Isn't she great?
She's wonderful.
Dr. Denham at the Hyperbaric Clinic in Fargo. Vets are getting treatment. Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind, and others went to the VA and said, why the heck wouldn't you take the expertise in this center and do them together? So now they're doing a pilot project. But there's still work to do, as you found out.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you, my hat's off to Gary Farrelson, Dr. Denham, some amazing, amazing folks. And this is what we needed. This is what we need to do to help our veterans. We got to care about them. We got to think about, we look at Veterans Day, and a lot of people confuse Veterans Day and Memorial Day. We're not today remembering veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice. Today we're recognizing veterans who signed on the dotted line, not knowing if they were going to go to war, not knowing if they were going to be in peacetime the whole time. You never know. But what you said was, I love America so much that I will give you my life. Whatever. You got 4 years. And if it means I come back or I don't come back, it doesn't matter. So that's the salute. And we should have a day like this for police officers. We should have a day like this for teachers. We should have a day like this for firemen and EMS and everybody else that serves. Because that's what makes America great. So today on Veterans Day, think about the people who forego the Wall Street job and making billions, who just decided, hey, I want to serve. I want to serve my country. I want to teach my students. I want to protect the streets. That's what this is about. So as a community, guys like Gary Farrelson steps in and actually makes a difference. He made a difference in my life. And in order for me to ever let him understand how much I appreciate him, I have to help other veterans. And that's the beauty of what he did by bringing this hyperbaric clinic to South Fargo.
What advice would you have for any vet that says, I think this is for me. I think I need this treatment. I want to be helped by this to maneuver the system.
Well, okay, that's really good. I'm the first guy that has gone through the whole pipeline, all the hoops over at the VA in Fargo. And I want to shout out right now to say that the Fargo VA, the VA we have in Fargo, North Dakota, is by far the best VA that I've ever been to or heard of. It's amazing. So with them, what we're going to do, what I'm going to tell you is, if you're a veteran and you're suffering with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, usually traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress go hand in hand. 90-something percent of the people with traumatic brain injury have associative post-traumatic stress. Now, the way the thing's written, it says you have to have post-traumatic stress. Not true. Traumatic brain injury without a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress qualifies. They say another thing in here, and four other states have been a part of this, and they've not succeeded because they haven't. You know, veterans, we got to get to these guys. And I know everybody knows. I know everybody knows a veteran. And if he's having problem, and just to get through all of the red tape, can I give him my number?
Of course.
If you have a veteran, or if you're a veteran, and you want to know the actual real deal about all of this, and yes, you're qualified, we can figure out how to make this happen. Call me. My name is David Rogers. My number is 701-730-9677. Again, 701-730-9677. Call me anytime. I will tell you everything you need to know to get involved in this.
and find out more about hyperbaric oxygen treatment if you feel like you've not gotten the care you needed. But this is for veterans.
Yes.
The VA's paying for this.
Yes.
And they will pay for it, but you got to maneuver the system like David has. 701-730-9677. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll put this up online, by the way. I'll put the Sun Guy up, too, and more. If you'd like our new newsletter, email me, scotthflagfamily.com. Now is the time to buy a hot tub. Why? Up to 70% off the price of a new one right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, with their pre-owned blowout sale. They have over 50 hot tubs, starting at $4,500 up to $79.99. What a range. From $4,500 to about $8,000, you could be in a hot tub and have every day made better thanks to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And much more affordable than ever. 12 months, no interest, no payments. Warranty, pre-owned certified. This is the one to buy at a great deal right now. Try it at incredible prices, and you'll love the hot tub experience because every day is made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. The pre-owned blowout sale with up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Call Ben for all the details, 701-238-5892, 238-5892, or stop at 601 Main Avenue West, the pre-owned showroom in West Fargo.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.